Okay, let's talk about spiders. It's called a false widow. Mentioning venomous spiders, you probably think Australian outback or tropical jungles. Probably not Bartley Green. Apparently, the numbers of Britain's most dangerous spider are on the rise. The false widow has been thriving as our weather gets warmer, and more sightings and more bites than ever are being reported. After seeing on the news and reading all the hype about Britain's most poisonous spider, a West Midlands man thinks he's found eight over the weekend. There was a big story that broke over the weekend about a guy who nearly lost his leg. Very graphic photograph, all because of a spider bite. These spiders were first recorded in Britain during the 1870s after they had accidentally been shipped over from their native country of the Canary Islands. All the spiders have been carefully boxed to be given to the National History Museum for correct identification purposes and recording, and the man who found them is Ian Bevis. He's on the line. Good afternoon, Ian.
Hello, Dan.
When you read the story over the weekend, is that what prompted you?
Yeah, well, after seeing the story and seeing the man's leg, obviously you feel concerned. And I've got two young children and they love bug finding and they'll pick up anything. So when we saw this, we decided we'd better tell the kids what they look like and say, if you see spiders, don't pick them up. Literally, 15, 20 minutes later, my eldest son comes running, I've found one. And obviously you expect not to be one. And on investigation, I was pretty convinced, so I took some photographs and then did a bit of research and then hunted around the conservatory and found eight of them, so boxed them all up and then did more investigation work and kind of feared for our life. But whether you should fear, we don't know, because obviously they might not be the real thing, but who knows.
How big are they?
Probably about the back of them, about 11 millimetres.
My God, 11 centimetres, that'd scare that. That wouldn't go up a Hoover. About 4.5 inches. So they're about 11 millimetres. I'm looking at a photograph of one now, and they have a big bulbous, almost back and body to them. Massive bulbous thing.
Yeah, very different to any other house spider we've seen. But what was strange was trying to catch them. And as house spiders tend to run off, these tend to stand up and look at you like they want to fight, which was something that also worried me because I'd never come across that.
Wow, so it's almost they were saying, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
Yeah.
And so there were eight of them. Are you sure that they've all gone now? Have you checked every corner of every room?
We did find two more later on in the afternoon, but they were babies, which concerned us a little bit. But we hope that we've got them all.
Yeah. And so you sent them off. Where have you sent them?
At the moment, we're arranging to take them to the National History Museum.
Do you know what, Ian? Just stay there, please. I'd like to open to the lines, please. Have you been bitten by a spider in Britain? I mean, if you've been by something, been bitten by something exotic and nearly lost an arm abroad, that'd be even better. But have you been bitten by a spider? Maybe a spider has attacked you, actually jumped from its lair and attacked you. Then here's the number. It's a bit of a long shot, but apparently you want to see the photograph of this lad's leg. On it, it's horrific, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah, absolutely terrible.
08453 009956. Don't go anywhere, Ian. Let's go to Malcolm in Bourneville, see what he's got to say. Hiya, Malcolm.
Hello, Dan.
Good afternoon.
All right.
Yeah. Go on, pal.
Danny. Last week, when me and the missus were walking, going out, right, we went walking down the driveway that goes into the park, you know, where the cars go and stuff. We're walking down here, and I just happened to look down, and I see this thing moving, and I thought, oh, that's a spider, and I thought it was about as maybe big as a 50 pence piece, maybe a bit more, but it was got like an orange body and the legs looked like they got stripes, white stripes around it. I thought, well, I ain't never seen one like that before. Never even seen one like it in any of the jungles in Malaya. Never mind here.
What did you do?
Hey?
What did you do?
Oh, I just left it. Left it because somebody, a car or something, will come down and squash it if it's still, because you go down this path, this driveway, into the park, and then there's some gates into allotments, you see, and so there's usually always somebody coming up and down there, or the council people are usually driving down to come and cut the grass. This is last week when the weather was a bit warmer, so we just left it in case it was harmless.
But you've never seen a spider looking that way in the UK?
Not a bright orange body.
Well, listen,
you know?
I mean, Ian is our resident expert now on spiders.
Yeah.
Ian, you've been promoted, by the way, to BBCWM's resident expert because you've got so many of them. Any idea what that one could have been, Ian? Bright orange?
I've got no idea, but it could. The problem is sometimes people have pets, don't they, spiders, and they can escape.
Yeah.
All right, Malcolm, thank you. Ian, stay there. We've got someone else who wants to run through the pasture. Don't be invoicing us now for this expertise, by the way, Ian. This is the BBC, you know. Pat's in Sedgley. Good afternoon, Pat.
Good afternoon.
Hi, you got a spider story?
Yes, I was putting my slippers on one evening and it bit my big toe.
Ooh, and describe the bite.
It came up like a gnat bite.
Like a what bite?
You know, when you have a gnat bite on your arm or your leg or something, it came up like that on my toe.
Yeah, and describe the pain.
Very sharp. When it happened, I screamed. I said, oh, someone's bit me.
And what did you do with the spider?
I never saw the spider. I must have crushed it when I put my foot in the slipper.
But how did you know? I mean, if you never saw the spider, how did you know it was a spider bite?
He was there in the slipper.
So you did see the spider.
In the slipper, yeah, I killed him in the slipper when I put my foot in, he crushed me. I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Well, Pat, I mean, some years later, anecdotally, yes, it is.
I mean, this was 13 years ago, so this is not a recent thing.
You've never got over it. Have you still got those slippers, Pat?
I
need some for Christmas, by the way.
And I'm not frightened of spiders.
Would you hoover one up, Pat, or is that cruel?
Well, yeah, I probably would, but I'd try and catch him first and throw him outside.
All right, Pat, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Nice lady, thank you. Thank you, 16 minutes past. Ian, can I thank you so much for that? I really appreciate it. We're going to talk about this some more. And thanks. What would you normally have done, Ian? I'm just trying to find the most common solution to spiders in the West Midlands. Would you hoover them up normally, or is that cruel?
It's a difficult one, because if you're an animal lover, you don't want to hurt them.
No.
I think you catch them in a glass with a piece of cardboard or paper and throw them.
Yeah, that's what I do. Ian, thank you so much. We can open this to the lines as well, please. Maybe you've travelled abroad to warmer climes. Well, I tell you what, you do get bigger spiders. And if you want to pick up the phone and share your recollections and memories of those big beasties in the Amazon, or indeed the Australian outback, then here it is, as always.